This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Opposition parties disrupt today's parliament session, demand Home Minister's resignation. New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters arrives in Kathmandu for 2-day official visit of Nepal. And US holds student visa appointments and plans expanded social media vetting. Now the news in detail. Opposition parties, including the CPN Maoist Centre and Rashtriya Swatantra Party, have disrupted today's House of Representatives meeting, demanding Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak's resignation and a high-level probe commission. As Speaker Devraj Khemire commenced today's proceedings, opposition MPs stood up, holding the session with protest. Despite the Speaker's repeated appeals to allow discussion, offering time for both opposition and Home Minister Lekhak to speak, the MPs continued their protest, rejecting dialogue. After persistent disruptions, Speaker Khemire adjourned the meeting for 30 minutes. New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Winston Peters, arrived in Kathmandu this afternoon for a 2-day official visit, marking the first ever visit by a New Zealand foreign minister to Nepal. He was received by Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai and senior officials of Nepal's Ministry of Foreign Affairs at Trivan International Airport. During his visit, Peters will pay courtesy calls on President Ramchandra Paudel and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. He will also hold bilateral talks with Foreign Minister Dr. Arjurana Dewa, followed by a joint press conference. The visit coinciding with the anniversary of Tenzing Norgay and Sir Edmund Hillary's Everest Ascent aims to strengthen Nepal-New Zealand ties, focusing on trade, education, tourism and climate resilience. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast an early monsoon arrival this year, with above-average rainfall expected. Meteorologist David Thagal stated that unlike the usual 13th of June onset in eastern Nepal, the monsoon this year is likely to enter by the 1st of June based on satellite imagery and atmospheric analysis. Heavy rainfall is predicted from the 1st of June to the 1st of July, with less rainfall expected from the 2nd of July to the 31st of August. To mitigate flooding risk, the government has decided to clear obstructions in the Bagmati River at Chobar Gorge, a key drainage point for Kathmandu Valley. The decision made in a meeting chaired by Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak assigns the Nepali Army under the Urban Development Ministry to remove blockages. Last year's flooding in nearby area prompted this action. The meeting also approved the Monsoon Preparedness and Response Plan 2025 to enhance disaster preparedness. Secretary of the National Women Commission, Rekha Connell, has emphasized progress in women's rights, including citizenship rights, property rights and political participation, with a focus on empowerment, justice and equality for women. Speaking at the event organized by the National Women Commission in Kathmandu today, Secretary Connell acknowledged that although progress had been made, challenges remained, such as rising violence against women, restricted citizenship rights through maternal lines and inadequate enforcement of existing laws. She called for stronger political commitment and urged women to take the lead in driving further progress. Similarly, Chairperson of Women and Social Affairs Committee, Kiran Kumar Shah, stressed that women's rights must be a national priority and highlighted that equal participation was key to development. Likewise, National Women Commission member Bidya Kumari Sina stated that the Commission worked through research and advocacy to promote gender equality and prevent violence against women. Furthermore, journalist Babita Basnet urged for improved digital literacy, inclusivity, and stronger action against online violence targeting women. A growing wave of human-wildlife conflict in Nepal, especially the Tarai Arc, has raised alarm, with wild animals increasingly encroaching into villages near forest, posing significant risk to the residents. The incursion of the animals is largely attributed to habitat loss and depleted prey populations, forcing wildlife like leopards, tigers, and elephants into human settlements in search of food. In Bardia's Guleria municipality, ward number 5, a 6-year-old girl, Saira Tharu, was killed in a leopard attack in Balapur. The incident occurred early in the morning when Saira was heading to a nearby toilet. The leopard attacked and dragged her away, but family members and neighbors intervened after hearing the commotion. In a separate incident in Parsa National Park in Parsa District, 61-year-old Shyam Bahadur Phulan from Manohari Makwanpur was killed by a wild elephant on the 23rd of May while foraging for asparagus in the Rama Bhauri Bhatha area. His body was recovered on Monday by a team of residents, Nepali police and Nepali army personnel. An earthquake measuring 4.4 on the Richter scale with its epicenter around Pulibang of Kaski District struck at 11:56 a.m. today, according to the National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center. Earlier on 26th of May, that is 2 days back, an earthquake measuring 4.3 on the Richter scale occurred at with its epicenter around Ramidara in the Jajarkot District. In recent times, series of tremors has been occurring in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has ordered embassies to stop scheduling appointments for student visas as it prepares to expand social media vetting of such applicants. In a copy of memo sent to diplomatic post, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the pause would last until further guidance was issued. The message said social media vetting would be stepped up for student and foreign exchange visas, which would have significant implications for embassies and consulates. It comes amid Trump's feud with some of America's most elite colleges, which he believes are too left-wing. He says some of them have enabled anti-Semitism on campus and uphold discriminatory admissions policies. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Lumini Province and Karnali Province along with the hilly regions and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Lumini Province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light rainfall and even snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Opposition parties disrupt today's parliament session, demand Home Minister's resignation. New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters arrives in Kathmandu for 2-day official visit of Nepal. And U.S. halts student visa appointments and plans expanded social media vetting. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.